We just want to say thank you, Lord, for what you have done, Father. Thank you, Lord, Father, for what you have given, Father. Thank you, Lord, Father, for we realize right now, Lord, that without you, Lord, there would be no us, Father. We just thank you, Lord, right now, Lord, that every breath that comes in and out of our body, Lord, is because you ordained it, Father. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord. Open our eyes this morning and let us see, Lord, that it's because of you, Lord, that we had nothing to do with it, Lord. We're here because of you, Father. We thank you, Lord, right now. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to turn to the book of Jonah, amen. Now, we get to Jonah. I tell the kids, we go to Matthew and we just turn left. Amen. We go to Matthew and we go back the other way. Jonah, Micah, Nahum is almost toward the end of the Old Testament. Amen. It's a little short book. It's got four chapters. It's a really small book, so I'll give you a minute to find it. Amen. Just say amen when you find it. No problem. Amen. The kids, we have been studying the book of Jonah, and it's just been a really good book to learn from. And I tell you, I could go pick some of these kids, and they could tell you about the book of Jonah, because we really have been studying it for a few weeks now. We're going to start in chapter 1, amen? Chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, amen? All right, let me read it. Now, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, get up. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it because their wickedness has confronted me. However, Jonah got up to flee to Tarshish from the Lord's presence. He went down to Joppa and found a ship heading to Tarshish. He paid the fare and went down unto it to go with them to Tarshish from the Lord's presence. Amen. And the sermon topic today is, you can't hide from the Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. You know, I struggled with that sermon topic for the last couple of days, but the Lord just gave it to me. You cannot hide from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Lord calls all of us to do something. Amen. We're going to be looking at Jonah this morning, but remember, the Lord calls every one of us. Amen? How many of us know Matthew 28, 19 through 20? Go ye therefore, amen? We are all called, amen? We are all called. So we're going to be looking at Jonah this morning, but remember, look at yourself, amen? We're going to study Jonah this morning. We're going to break down the book of Jonah this morning. But look at it for yourself, amen, because we're all told to go ye therefore. We're all told to speak for the Lord. We're all told to look. You see, my 3 points this morning, point number one, we need to realize who we're saying no to, amen. We need to realize who we're saying no to. Point number two is we need to hold on to our testimony, amen. And point number three is we need to repent and return. Amen? Amen. Point number one, we need to realize who we're saying no to. Amen? Do we realize who God is? Did Jonah really realize who God was? Did Jonah really know that if it was not for God, there would be no Jonah? Did Jonah really realize that? Because Jonah told God no. He didn't tell Uncle Ed, no. He didn't tell Auntie Sue, no. He told God, no. Uncle Ed came at his door. Uncle Ed, I see Uncle Ed coming to his door. Jonah, will you go down to Nineveh for me? No, Uncle Ed. It wasn't Uncle Ed that he was talking to. It was God that told him to go to Nineveh. Sometimes we got to realize when God talks to us, we need to do what God says. Amen. God just ain't the person across the street. Amen. He just ain't your best friend. He ain't Uncle Joe, Aunt Mary. He is God. He is creator, sustainer of everything. He is the reason why we all exist. He's the reason why the planets exist. He's the reason why we breathe, while we live and move and have our being. Before you say no to God, you need to just sit down and think about that. Wait a minute. This is God I'm talking about. This is God who's telling me to go somewhere. This just ain't Uncle Ed. Amen? We need to realize who we're saying no to. You see, the book of Colossians says, verses 1-17 says, He is before all things, and in Him all things exist. All right, now y'all think about the word all things. What does all things mean? It means all things. Amen. It means everything. It means everything. You know, when I go outside sometimes, I stand there and I just look around. I look at the sky. I look at the moon. I look at the trees, the dogs, the grass. I look at everything. And it all belongs to God. Amen. It all belongs to God. Amen. Amen. I look at the building. I look at the wood. I look at all everything, the lights and everything. Do you know all the stuff that we made? It's all from stuff that God made. Amen. Amen. We ain't make nothing. We just took some of the stuff that God made and we rearranged it a little bit. Amen. We made a car. We made this. We made that. We made jets. We made all this stuff. But all this stuff was made out of what? Stuff that God made. Amen. Your car's engine cannot run. Amen. Unless it's got what? Air. Amen. That kind of stuff that God made. Amen. We owe it all to God. We owe everything to God. Amen. John 5:26 says, For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. God has never once been in need of anything. Do we know who we're saying no to? Amen. God is perfect. God don't need you. God don't need us. Amen. He don't need us. He don't need our opinions. But guess what? We sure need him. Amen. You got to realize that you need God. You got to realize this. I had a friend one time say, What God got to do with it? Why you always talking about God? God, 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 God. Why you always talking about God? Buddy, come on. I heard somebody say something. Come on. If God did not love you, you wouldn't exist. Amen. Your every being, your every heartbeat, your every thought, your every cell in your body is because God Amen. Holds it together. Amen. It's because God created it. Amen. Psalm 33:6 says, By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, the starry host, the breath of his mouth. See, when I look at the heavens, the Bible says that the heavens display what? God's fingerprints. Amen. God's handiwork. Amen. When you look at the heavens and the sky, you know, I can see David when he looked up at the heavens and the sky. You just thank God. Amen. The heavens and the skies, they're still growing, amen? They're still growing. Planets are still being created, amen? There are stars still being created. Just a side note real quick. They put out the James Webb Space Telescope. They put it up in space in November. Took them a while to get it up. They got it up. Took them about a month to unfold everything. They got it unfolded, and they turned it on for the first time, and they looked. And they looked as far as they could look. They say, oh, we look 13 million, billion, zillion miles away. We look so far. Guess what they saw? They saw more space. they saw more space, amen. They saw more planets, amen. They saw more solar systems. They saw more moons. They saw more stars, amen. Guess what that meant? God is still working, amen. When God said, let there be, it's still being. When God said, you know, scientists say the Big Bang Theory. Well, guess what? Somebody had to do that first bang. Amen. It's still growing. Amen. It's still growing. Don't give credit to the scientists. Give credit to God. Amen. When you go up there, give credit to the God. I'll tell you something else. When the astronauts, amen. I study a lot about astronauts, amen. When the astronauts first went around the moon in the Apollo mission, when they very first went around the moon, when they came back, they came back from the backside of the moon and they looked and they saw the earth for the first time from that distance. They started quoting scripture. Amen. They got out the word. They started reading the word. Amen. When the Apollo astronauts were on the moon, when they landed on the moon, before they got out of their capsule, guess what? They had communion on the moon. Amen. See, they don't tell people all this stuff. Amen. But we owe everything to God. We owe everything to God. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or think, according to the power that is at work within us." We owe everything to God. When the word says all things, that's exactly what it means. All things. It includes all things. Now, that's point number one. So what I want to do is I want to do a little experiment. I want everybody to hold out their hand. Amen. Just hold out your hand. Amen. Now, I'm going to take some nothing, and I'm going to put it in your hand. All right, go ahead. Put some nothing in your hand. Oh, everybody got some nothing? All right. Now, I want some of y'all brainiacs, I want y'all to make something from nothing. Come on. Make something. Come on. Make it. Come on. Somebody, give me something. Make something. Come on, make something. You see, God, amen, you can put your hands down. Amen. You see, God made something. He made something, come on, from nothing, amen. He made the planet, amen, from nothing, amen. He made, and guess what? On that sixth day came what? You and I. But it all started from what? Nothing. That's God, amen. That's who Jonah was saying no to. Come on now, we got to realize who we're saying no to today. We got to realize that he made something from nothing. Who else can do that but God? You're on a planet going around the sun. Do you know how you got here? How come you're not falling off the planet? Amen? Do we have any reason to be here? God put us here. Amen. We owe it all to God. We owe everything to God. So let's get to our second point. See, Jonah needed to realize before he said no, he needed to realize who he was saying no to. So our second point is we need to hold on to our testimony. So that's going to require me just to catch up a little bit here in the Word. You see, when Jonah got on the boat, I'll just paraphrase a little bit. When Jonah got on the boat, he went down to the bottom of the boat. Leah's smiling over there. He went down to the bottom of the boat, and he went to sleep. Amen. He was knocked out of sleep. And so the people on the boat, they got scared because God was causing the boat to rock. You know, they got really scared. You know, I've been out to sea before. You know, I was in the Marine Corps, stationed on board a Navy ship. Everybody was turning green. Amen. Even the brothers were turning green. Amen. I've been out there, amen. You get really sick, amen. People falling everywhere, food under tables, people sliding under tables everywhere. You get really sick. I could see what they were going through. So the people, if you look at verse 4, the people were calling on their God. They said, call on your God, call on your God, call on your God, please call on your God. And then they went to the bottom of the ship and they said, well, Jonah's asleep. So they said, Jonah, call on your God. Please, call on your God. Call on your God. So Jonah called on his God. Amen. And so they cast lots. Amen. Casting lots is just a way to make sure that no one influences a vote, if you will. You just cast lots so you make sure that God made the choice, not you. Amen. So they cast lots. And it was found out that it was Jonah was the reason why the boat was rocking. Amen. So they said, Jonah, where are you from? Where are you from? And this is what I mean by where you got to give your testimony. They said, Jonah, where are you from? Jonah said, I'm a Hebrew. I serve Yahweh. I serve the Lord of Lords. I serve the God, the one that created the heavens. Amen. The one that created the sea and the dry ground. Jonah told him the truth. See, sometimes when we're in a predicament, amen, we got to tell what's inside of us, amen. We got to tell what's inside of us. We can't hold the truth in us. Everybody's going around. You ever been in a situation where you're around people and they're talking about this false God and that false God and this false God and that false God? Jonah was in that situation. They're all saying, call your God. They're running around praying to false gods. And Jonah said, I believe in the real God. I don't know about y'all, but I believe in the real God. See, you got to tell your testimony, amen? You got to tell people what's inside you, amen? You got to share that. And Jonah shared his testimony. J- Jonah shared who he was about. He shared what was in him. Sometimes you got to bring it out. Amen. Especially when you get in a rock and a hard place. When you get between a rock and a hard place, that's going to tell what you made of. Amen. It's going to tell what comes out of your mouth. Is going to tell who you are. Amen. Come on now. What you made of. Amen. What comes out of your mouth. Amen. Jonah said, I'm a Hebrew. Amen. I serve Yahweh. He named the Lord's name Yahweh. He named what he was from. He said, I serve the Lord. Amen. So the people, they went to serving. They were calling on their gods. And so they said, well, Jonah, could you call on your God? Wait a minute. Did they believe in other gods? And now they all of a sudden saying, Jonah, could you call on your God? See, your testimony will bring people to the Lord. Amen. Come on now. Your testimony will call others. Amen. People are watching to see what you're going to say. You say, you lead by your testimony, and others will follow. Amen. Others will follow you. Amen. They were following Jonah's testimony. Amen. So I'm going to go a little bit forward in the story. So it came to the point where, let me go down to verse 14. Amen. So I'm going to go down to verse 14. So Jonah said, they threw him off the ship. Amen. They threw him off the ship. Jonah said, throw me off the ship. So they threw him off the ship. And when they threw him off the ship, guess what? The waves and the winds, everything stopped. So they went to praising the Lord. Amen. Now here they are calling on other gods, and they're calling on everything under the sea, everything above the sea, everything they can think of. But now here they are, verse 14, 15, and 16. The men feared the Lord even more, and they offered sacrifices to the Lord. Amen. So now they're sacrificing to the Lord because of Jonah's confession. Amen, amen. They're scared, but they're calling on the Lord. Amen. So you can affect others with your own confession. Amen, amen. Don't be afraid to tell people who you are. Amen. Don't be afraid to tell people what's inside of you. Amen. Jonah told them what was inside of him. Hold on to your testimony. Amen. Because Jonah held on to his testimony, and these people who were going around calling on all other kind of gods, they started calling on the real God. Amen. You can affect people by your testimony. You can touch people by your testimony. Don't hold on to your testimony. Interesting point I want to say. Jonah was running from the Lord, and Jonah still shared his testimony. Amen. Come on now. Jonah was running from the Lord. So was he really running from the Lord? He was running from the Lord. And people asked him, he said, I serve the Lord. Well, Jonah, are you really running from the Lord? If he was really running from the Lord, he would have said, well, I serve. He would have said something else. But he said, I serve God. I serve Yahweh. I serve the Lord God of Israel. Hold on to your testimony no matter what you're going through. Amen. Don't let go of your testimony. Jonah held on to that testimony and affected all of them. Point three. They threw Jonah over in the water. Now, at this point, Jonah, I could see Jonah. He didn't know if he was going to live or die. Amen. They just threw him in the water. Okay. Now, we go down to chapter 2, verse 7. It says, my life was fading away. Jonah was fading away. I could see him trying to hold on. I could see him trying to pedal. I could see him trying to do all kind of stuff. Jonah's life was fading away. You see, God can pick you up in any kind of situation. Amen. God got your back. You know, if God called Jonah to go to Nineveh, you know God was going to take care of Jonah. Amen. You know, if God called you to go somewhere, God's going to take care of you. God got your back. He got your front. God's going to take care of you. No matter where he calls you to go, he's going to take care of you. Amen. Jonah thought he was going to fade away. He said, my life was fading away. Verse 2, chapter 2, verse 7. My life was fading away. Then he said, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you. Point three, repent and return to God. Amen. Okay, well, Jonah done had enough. He done had enough. He's gone through everything. And see, we reached that point in our lives where we done had enough. We've had enough. Okay, we've run from God. Amen. We've done everything we can do. Amen. But it comes to a point in time where you got to repent and return to God. Amen. So here Jonah was in the water and everything. He's floating in the water. He's trying to stay afloat and everything. And guess who comes to the rescue? God comes to the rescue. Amen. God comes to the rescue. Amen. God came to the rescue. God did what? He commanded. Amen. He spoke to the fish. Amen. Can God do anything? Somebody say yes. Yes. God can do anything. Amen. He spoke to the fish. Amen. He talked to the fish. He commanded the fish. He commanded that fish. Go pick up Jonah. Go pick up Jonah. See, I love Jonah. I love my son. See, we forget that God loves us. Amen. We forget that he loves us. He's going to take care of us. Amen. If he told us that he wanted us to do something, he's going to take care of us. Amen. He took care of Jonah. And Jonah was floating in the middle of nowhere, all of a sudden getting ready to drown, and a fish come put him in his mouth. So here, amen. Here's Jonah now. God commanded that fish. Amen. Give the Lord some praise. Amen. God commanded that fish. Amen. So here Jonah is now. He's in the fish. Amen. And I want to tell you that no matter what situation you're in, no matter what situation you're in, you can pray to God. Amen. I don't care. Amen. There was a reverend that used to serve here, Reverend Mims. Amen. He had a testimony one day. He had a car accident. Amen. The car was total. Amen. And Reverend Mims, remember that pastor? Reverend Mims got out of there. I think he might have had a scratch on his finger. Amen. Amen. See, God can do that. All of us have heard of those stories. Amen. Where a plane is crashed. Amen. Somebody gets out of the plane. You know, 100 people dead. This person don't have a scratch on his hand. He just walks out of the plane crash. Amen. God can do those things. Amen. God can do that. Amen. God can hear you in any situation. So here he was. Here he was in the fish. He had probably had fish guts all over him. I can scale and gut some fish really quick. I love fishing. You cut open a fish, you got guts and everything else, and while you're cleaning them and everything. But God let Jonah stay in that fish, amen? I could imagine he was probably all crumpled up, but guess what? I tell the kids this. Jonah was what? They know what to say. Jonah was alive, amen? Amen. Jonah was alive, amen? God took care of him. Jonah was alive in that fish. He was well in that fish. He was in his right mind in that fish. He didn't have any broken bones in that fish. Come on, Pastor. He didn't want nothing wrong with him in that fish. God took care of him. See, God can take care of us in all kinds of situations. Come on now. Come on. In all situations, God can take care of us. Amen. He can watch out for us. All kinds of situations. There he was in that fish. And Jonah just went to praying in that fish. He went to praying. He went to praising God. He said, Lord, I don't know why I'm here, Lord, but Lord, I repent of my sins, Lord. I understand, Lord, that you are God, Lord. If you want to read his prayer is chapter 2, amen? He just started praying. Lord, he started thanking the Lord. He started thanking the Lord because what? Because he's alive, amen? We don't know how far he was underwater, 100 feet underwater. I don't know. Jonah didn't drown. Another fish didn't eat him. Amen. Another fish didn't eat that fish. Amen. Jonah was in good hands. Amen. God can take care of you anywhere. So God heard Jonah's prayer. Amen. The end of chapter 2. God heard Jonah's prayer. Amen. I'm just going to read the last part of Jonah's prayer real quick. It says, with the voice of thanksgiving, I will fulfill what I have vowed. Salvation is from the Lord. Jonah said, Lord, Lord, you're everything, Lord. Lord, salvation is from you, Lord. I don't have anything, Lord. It's because of you, Lord. He repented. We got to repent, amen? We got to repent because guess what? The Lord is waiting on you to repent. He wants to bless you. He wants to give you more. He wants to do all kind of stuff with you. He's just waiting on you. He loves you. He's waiting on you to repent. He's waiting on you to open up your mouth and ask for forgiveness. Too many of us don't ask for forgiveness. I learned something from Reverend Leapart. She said, I ask for forgiveness every day. I repent every day. Amen. You know, we got to repent every day because, hey, what does the word say? Our righteousness is as what? Filthy rags. Amen. We got to repent every day. So Jonah repented. And as soon as he repented, here come God again. Come on, Pastor. As soon as he repented, here come God again. As soon as he repented, God caused the fish to do what? Throw him right up. Amen. As soon as he repented, chapter 2, verse 10 says, then the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited him out in dry land. Amen. Jonah was absolutely fine. Jonah didn't have a scratch on him. He smelled like fish, but that's okay. Jonah was alive, amen. Jonah said, okay, God, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Jonah went down. I'm just about ready to end here. Jonah went down to the Ninevites. He preached to the Ninevites. He preached from the youngest to the oldest, amen. And then the word got to the king. The king, the tradition that they had back in that day was when they wanted to repent, they put on what they call sackcloth and ashes, and they sat in ashes. Amen. That means you're sorry. You're sorry. You're sorry. Everybody sat in sackcloth and ashes. The king made a declaration. He said, everybody, don't eat, don't drink, don't do anything. Just put on sackcloth and ashes and just repent. He said, everybody, even the animals, repent, repent. Y'all repent. God saw the repentance. Turned Nineveh around. He was going to destroy Nineveh, but he didn't. Amen. Ain't God good? Jonah had a little bit of a situation after this. Jonah kind of got a little bit upset because he thought the Lord was gonna do what he said, destroy Nineveh. But God said, look, Jonah, it's up to me. It's up to me, amen. If I don't want to destroy Nineveh, I don't have to, amen. It's up to God, amen. We got to leave it up to the Lord, amen. Amen. So I just want to recap this morning. I thank y'all very much. It's up to the Lord. We have to repent. 2 Chronicles, verse 7:14. Y'all know this scripture. If my people, amen, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Amen. Sometimes we got to repent. Amen. Amen. Well, I thank y'all this morning. I appreciate y'all giving me the time this morning. And I just want y'all to know, I really take being youth pastor seriously, and if any of y'all at any time would like to come in and witness the teaching, we've separated. We've got the older kids now over here because we're getting so many kids now. We've got the older kids over here in this building, amen, and the younger kids are now in the back. So if any of y'all at any time want to come in and just witness it and see that they are getting fed, that we're teaching them, that we're serious about it, come on in. Amen? Amen. We thank you very much. Amen? Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."